Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Time for the Weekend Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stiefel. I'm Alex Degman, alongside Stiefel Director of Investments, Eric Roberts. Eric, happy weekend to you. Let's wrap up the week that just passed. How do we do?
Happy weekend to you, too. Well, markets gave up a little bit last week. The Dow dropped 285 points to close at 26,935. That puts the 30-stock index down about 1% for the week. The S&P 500 declined 0.5% last week, and the NASDAQ was down about 0.7%. Looking to fixed income, Treasury yields fell about 18 basis points overall, closing at 1.72% for the yield on the 10-year Treasury note.
It seems like there are a lot of things that could be happening next week. There's a lot of attention being paid to economic data and all those things. So what should we be paying attention to in the week ahead?
Well, that's right, Alex. It's a busy week for economic data. We've got a closer look at U.S. manufacturing health with a manufacturing PMI update on Monday, followed by durable goods orders and core CapEx later in the week. Manufacturing growth is a key concern amid signs of a slowdown this year. So that's also one of the main reasons that St. Louis Fed President James Bullard publicly called for a larger rate cut from the Fed earlier the previous week. We'll also see updates on U.S. consumer health with consumer confidence readings on Tuesday and personal income and consumer spending on Friday. Finally, the second quarter GDP revision and a core inflation update are also on deck later in the week. Both of those are closely watched by Fed policymakers, so we'll be keeping an eye on that, too.
Stiefel Director of Investments Eric Roberts. Eric, thank you. I'm Alex Degman, and that is the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.